Well, hello, it's me, Clint Beachwood, and it is A Day at the Beach podcast number 4. Welcome to another entertaining hour of surf instro music. If you have any comments, etc., feel free to email me at Beachwood, B-E-A-C-H-W-O-O-D, at san.rr.com. If you're a band and want me to play some music on this podcast, contact me and we'll talk. But let's start the show with some Satan Pilgrims off their newest CD, Psyxploitation. Psyxploitation. And the opening track, which is Dilation. Cool CD. I really enjoy it. I kind of want to pull out the old Austin Powers movies when I listen to this CD. My name is Clint. Hope you enjoy. Let's get into it.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
cool sounds of the Lava Rats with Summer of Our Discontent from their Surfing the Magma CD. Cool song. I hope you're enjoying your summer wherever you might be. We've been having a very mild summer here in San Diego, so I just kind of wanted to throw that out to you. Before that, the Cocktail Preachers out of Chicago did Margarita Meltdown from their Open Bar Confessional CD. Los Venturas, I think they're from Belgium, did Rai Uno from their little four-song EP called Besame Mucho. And Satan's Pilgrims opened today's podcast with Dilation from their Psychploitation. I've been repeating that many times and I still can't get it out too well. Psychploitation CD of 2009, probably late 2009. Once again, my name's Clint. I try to bring this to you every week. I'm still doing a radio show at KCR Radio on the campus of San Diego State University, although very few people listen to it, mainly because we only broadcast on a couple local cable systems, Cox and Time Warner, only in San Diego. Not even San Diego County, it's just the city of San Diego. So it's a little, rather frustrating that nobody is able to listen to the radio show, but on the other hand, that is what has brought these podcasts to you. So when KCR goes back online, and they promise me they will go back online, you will be the first to know. From back east, we have a band called Johnny Dog and the Dingoes, and they put out a very nice song called Lorelei. And once again, this is Clint on A Day at the Beach podcast number 4.
Thank you.
Nice little fade out there, huh? Oh, we just heard from Pavlov's Woody, a Southern California surf band. Put out a couple CDs. This one was They Came From Beneath the Surf, and the other, and their debut CD was called Pavlov's Woody. What did we just hear? We heard a song called Sunset Boulevard by Pavlov's Woody. Before that, the Nematodes with some distant drums from their Five Guns West CD. That's for all you drum lovers out there. Johnny Dog and the Dingoes did Lorelei. That comes from their Tracks CD and has pictures of dog prints or dog tracks on the cover. I said I should point that out to you. And I think I mentioned the Lava Rats before that. I miss seeing the Lava Rats in concert. They're from the Bay Area, and they used to come down to Southern California quite a bit, but haven't seen them for quite a while. I think they're taking a little hiatus. Don't know why, but, you know, bands do that, don't they? This is podcast number 4 for A Day at the Beach. My name is Clint, and I welcome your comments and suggestions. If I'm talking too much, please let me know. If you don't like the background music, it doesn't matter. I really like Herb Albert and Tijuana Brass. And the TJB, as it were. From down in Brazil, a band called Estramental. Estramental. And going to play a song called 13th from their CD entitled Neanderthal. A Day at the Beach podcast number 4. We'll be right back. Those guys are from San Clemente. And at the time, that CD, those were the Stingrays Surf Band, officially called, and Will Hurd on guitar. At the time, he was probably 15, 16 years old when that came out in the year 2000. And I don't know what they're doing now, but for a couple of young, well, three of them, they put out an awesome CD called Don't Fear the Reverb, and that was the title track. Before that, we heard from a local band here in San Diego called The Professors. Did a song called Backspray from their Destination Moon CD. And then a couple bands from Brazil, Surfadelica with Surf Me to the Moons of Saturn from the CD, Surfing on the Desert Shore. And Estramental with 13th, the name of the song. From their Neanderthal. The N in the middle of that word is in parentheses. So I guess we put a little emphasis on the N. I was listening to that Surfadelica song for several days as I would drive back and forth to work, trying to determine which song I was going to play because there are so many good ones on that CD. It's just kind of a Mermen feel to it, if you know what I mean. And same with this next band, the Tritones. They in fact, have a lot of influence from the Mermen. And I'm going to play a song here called Crockett's Theme. And when you think of Crockett, you need to think back to Miami Vice. This is a Day at the Beach podcast, number 4.
Thank you.
Hey, how you doing? Those were the Infrareds with Rory Fortune on lead guitar. Could you hear me okay there? I kind of had the mic turned on. From their CD, Sounds from the Darkroom, we heard a song about a nice young lady, Misrepresented. Misrepresented from their Sounds from the Darkroom. Darkrooms are becoming more and more obsolete these days, with the advent of digital photography and radiology. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Darkrooms are going the way of buggy whips, I guess. I don't know what else to compare it to. Before that, Jason Lee and the Riptides with a song called The Untouchables. If you've ever been here in Southern California and you've seen a guy with blonde hair that shoots straight up out of his head about a foot tall, that is Jason Lee. And, from the CD, Blood on the Beach. The Barbed Wires before that from Sweden with Thor Island Thunder from their Sea Rider CD. And another awesome CD. Mike just put a ton of work production into this CD. Lots of different instruments. And he wanted it to be the surf music version of Pet Sounds. I read that, I think, on Continental Magazine issue, number 14, 15, 16. And if you want a good little CD, I recommend checking out Continental Magazine. And the Tritones begin that set with Crockett's theme from a little four-song EP they sent me a while back. The Tritones, somewhere in Europe, have called it quits, unfortunately. Let's see here. This next band, El Muchacho, is a, believe, New York City band. They would like to be known as the only surf-slash-punk band. Correction. The only surf-punk electric kazoo band that matters. But I'd play a song here called Botany Bay. Thank you. Once again, El Muchacho with Botany Bay from a self-titled CD. Thanks again for listening. Again, thanks to Rick Wilkinson of Rickshaw Records for providing web space for these podcasts and for all these bands that have sent me original surf music. If you'd like yours played on the podcast, please email me, beachwood@san.rr.com. Until next week, this is Clint Beachwood.